What is up, tipsy troops? If you're a teacher and you like to get tipsy and talk shit, then you are at home. Welcome to another episode of the Tipsy Teacher Podcast. In this episode, we will be discussing the absolutely weird shit that our students have ingested, be it by mouth or by another entry. We are here to uncover the weirdest of weird of the randomness that is teaching in a primary atmosphere. You are going to want to listen in. Hey there, friends. Welcome to the Tipsy Teacher Podcast, brought to you by Kind Vine Teacher Wines, the wine that fuels and funds teachers. We are so grateful to be back and super excited to laugh, vent, and entertain our hardworking teachers. So sit back and relax. But just a reminder that homework is for home, and so is this podcast. Tipsy Teacher is NSFW, not suitable for work, friends. So if you're at work, turn this shit down. Today, we have a guest. We have Laura with us. She's going to give you a little wavy wave. Yes. And Laura is one of our captains. She is also a classroom teacher. And this subject was her pick. She wants to talk about some weird things that might happen. So sometimes we turn our back and something goes wrong, like a spill or a teasing incident or some chuckles. But sometimes we turn our back and children start exploring on an entirely new level. That's right. They put supplies and classroom items in places that they're not supposed to go. So here is Laura to talk with us a little bit more about that. But first, let's find out who Laura is.
So I am a second grade teacher. And I feel like there's not much more to be said about that.
Second grade's like the sweet spot, though. Everybody says that.
I mean, they say that, but
they say that. That's what they say.
I feel like COVID really changed that.
Oh, are they like still behind, kind of?
No, it's not that they're behind. I think it's other things. Social things.
Oh, okay. Like putting things in places they don't go.
Yes, that's where I was trying to allude to that, but like
I understand.
Trying to figure out the best way to do that. Yes, I think academically they're doing great. Socially is a whole nother story.
So socially they seem to be a little bit on the immature side, you would say?
Immature or awkward or non-existent.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How old were they when COVID happened?
So I teach second grade. So if I think about last year, we had a field trip to the zoo, and that was their first ever field trip. So they didn't have a field trip in kindergarten. They didn't have one in first grade. So second grade was their first legit field trip. So,
okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah. So like these kids maybe had kindergarten? Maybe.
Virtually had
kindergarten. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I need to know about why you wanted to talk about this, Laura. So please share your story with us.
Okay, so in my defense, I feel like this is not my fault.
It's never your fault. This podcast is not about blaming the teachers. It's about blaming literally anything else. You could tell me that you fell asleep, and I would say that's not your fault.
Absolutely not. I'm tired.
No. Yeah, exactly.
So in elementary school, whether, you know, who understands it or doesn't, we have to go to these meetings. I'm not sure what we should call them, but we have to go to these meetings for students. Oh. And during that time, there's a substitute in the classroom.
Oh, no.
And I feel like every time there's a substitute, I come back and something happens.
Oh,
so
no.
I was in a meeting and I come back and, you know, literally I have like my big toe in the classroom, like just over the silver line, right? And everyone's like, Miss Kovach, like, so-and-so ate staples. And I'm sorry, what? Staples. And so, of course, my mind is like immediately going, okay, well, my stapler is on my desk. And they're, and I was like, what do you mean? Who? And they're like trying to tell me. And so I, you know, finally figure out who it is. And I say, okay, can you come talk to me for a second? We kind of, you know, do that step out in the hall kind of thing. And I said, did you eat Staples? And he goes,
oh, God.
No. I said, I need you to be honest with me.
Wait, they denied it?
Yeah. Okay. I said, you know, I need to trust you. I said, I need your honesty. He goes, yeah. And so my next response was,
your swallow's magnet.
How many did you eat?
Oh my God.
He goes, just two.
Two? Two sticks?
Two Staples.
That's a lie. Who eats just two Staples? That's not even like.
Well, so, I mean, in my mind, I'm trying to process this and I'm like, this is my fault.
I should have put in the sub plans to please make sure the children are not eating any metal objects.
Well, you know, like we staple packets in second grade, like as a substitute, like,
yeah,
here's a packet.
Yeah.
Have them work with a partner.
Oh, God.
And so I said, how many did you eat? He goes, just two. And so my next thought is, okay, were they open or closed? I mean,
that's a good question. I never would have thought about that part.
I mean, you have your closed and you have your open.
Yeah, you got ones that have been slammed and ones that are still fresh. They're virgin staples. Like,
they're just closed. I said, oh, okay. I was like, well, let's go talk to the nurse anyway, just to be safe.
Oh, my God.
Why?
Why?
Well, you ate two Staples.
Yeah, and they're made of metal. Metal can cause problems.
So we're walking down the hallway and, you know, I kind of have my hand like, you know, not on his back, but just kind of like guiding him because I notice he's going slower and all of a sudden he stops.
Oh, no.
If my hand weren't there, he would have been boom, all the way back.
What?
And he goes, my mom's going to be so mad. I said, no, she's not. I said, your mom loves you.
He's like, she always is telling me not to eat Staples. She's going to be pissed.
I mean, I'm sure that's a nightly occurrence.
It's dessert.
But so I'm like, we're just going to go to the nurse. We're going to get it checked out. And I mean, lo and behold, I get a call to the classroom later from the nurse. And she goes, hey, don't say anything to him, but he's going to be picked up in an hour. They're taking him for x-rays.
Wait, does that even come up? It's so small.
Well,
oh, we're going to find out.
Process, I'm like, okay, well, they're just going to scare him. It's like a scare tactic. Like, ever do this again.
Absolutely, yes.
But at the same time, I know they packed his iPad, they packed his favorite books and snacks.
So no.
Fun thing. Yeah. But yes, they did show up in the x-ray.
But they weren't doing it to scare them. They genuinely were worried that this kid ate Staples. That's why they packed them all.
I'm not sure.
No, they wouldn't have packed them all that stuff. I mean, at least me, I'm a mean mom. I'd have been like, you fucked up. You ate the Staples. So now you're going to sit here and you're going to stare at everybody else in this hospital who actually has a real fucking problem because yours was caused by your own dumb ass decision. And that's what you're going to do. You're going to sit here and watch that old lady drooling all over the chair while that baby cries because he has a concussion because he fell.
Isn't there a thing like stupid actions have stupid consequences or something? Oh my God. Like that?
Okay, but they came up in the x-ray.
They did. They came, two of them came up in the x-ray.
Just two?
Mm-hmm.
He was honest?
He was completely honest.
So wait. Do you remember like when we were kids and we would get x-rays, they would like actually print it out and like give it to us and we'd like take it to school and like talk about our x-rays. Did he like bring it in or how do you know they were in there? Did the parents just tell you?
Oh yes. The parents said, I've never had an x-ray.
Oh, I broke my elbow in fourth grade.
I mean, I did stick a staple in an outlet in fourth grade.
And what happened? Laura.
Oh, I got a nice shock.
So this is karma. This is your karma. So it's not your fault, but it is your karma. So teachers out there, if you are struggling with a class this year, you need to dig deep inside of you and think about how you were as a child.
It's like a therapy session right here. All right. Why did your student eat the staples? Well, because you stuck
because as a child. okay. So what happened after they found the staples in the x-ray?
Well, he had to pass them.
Mm.
If you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, yeah.
He had to poop them out.
He had to poop out the staples.
And then he can come back to school.
Wait, so he couldn't come back until they were pooped out?
Correct.
Well, I'm a regular person, but I don't know how regular everybody else is.
I mean, he was back like the next day.
So. Yeah, say that's not like that much. And who's sifting through his poop? Because I love my children. And that's, I'm just going to leave it there. I don't think I would.
Not a question I want to answer. I don't have kids.
Yeah. So sifting through their dung.
I have a dog, but.
Have you ever had to sift through your dog's poop?
I have not.
One time I thought that my dog ate my engagement ring and I was ready to go through the poop.
Okay, well that I hope that you both were ready to go in.
I more so because I felt like I needed to find it before he found out that I didn't know where it was. So I was digging.
That makes sense. Although I feel like he probably wouldn't have I think you had more time than you thought.
I don't know. I usually panic whenever I have a situation or a problem and I have to solve it immediately.
He doesn't need to know that.
Maybe not panic. I'm just like, I don't like to have a mystery going on. Like, where'd the staples go? Oh, someone's coming in.
Oh,
I can see you through this wall.
I see it too.
Uh-huh. It's the ghost.
I saw kidding. Like the shift in the background, like a woo.
Yeah, this thing that I got for my birthday last year, and then the podcast went right after I got it. It's like one of those little,
I'm
like,
glad it's back in use.
Huh?
I'm glad it's back in use.
Me too. This is great. I'm glad we're back. Oh, speaking of being back, so is Instagram, because Instagram came through. Y'all came through with ingestion stories.
Please tell me, because I saw it and I wanted to obviously put my own response, but I'm like, nah, don't do that.
Let's hope I didn't mess everything up by trying to log into these accounts that aren't working for me right now.
I mean, aside from, I got to plug in my computer here. Aside from,
here we go. Yeah,
you know, my own, I'm thinking, well, I've had more than just staples.
I've had more than just staples. Oh, wait. Well, let's space them out.
Have you ever eaten paper?
Have I ever eaten paper? Okay, so there's this thing in high school where they said that if you ate Orbit gum with the paper on, it made the flavor last longer.
If you ate what?
Orbit gum, you know, like the brand.
Okay.
Orbit gum. Yeah, in high school, someone told me that if you ate it with the paper on, it would make the flavor last longer. So I ate Orbit gum paper, but no, I think it was a joke. I think it was a trick. Like, I think someone was pulling a prank on me. And if you're listening, I want to know. Was that real, Craig Sharon?
I mean, should you just eat Juicy Fruit? If you eat Juicy Fruit with the paper on, does it last longer?
It probably lasts even less. No, the Zebra Stripes gum. You actually took the paper and put tattoos on your tongue.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so that's a thing.
Is it okay that this is not safe for work, right? I can drink on this podcast?
Yeah, you can drink on this podcast. It's actually... We actually want you to drink on this podcast.
That's awesome.
Here it is. All right. Weird shit that my students have ingested. All right. And I was very vague with my post on Instagram. I was like, I want to know any hole they put it in. Like,
I saw that. No, it's like, it doesn't matter what hole.
Doesn't matter what hole. Doesn't matter. There's a lot of holes that things can get put in. So we're going to start with our friend here who had a student that ate an entire pencil. They chewed it up like a carrot stick and swallowed it. Now, that is giving Grinch, like, right?
I mean, I almost wish I had a pencil right here, but are we talking, we're talking like.
Like a number two pencil.
In the mouth, not like a corn on the cob.
No, chewed it like a carrot stick. They're very, very descriptive with that.
Because I do have quite a few pencils, like, you know, I don't know if most classroom teachers have, like, okay, here's the. You know, unsharpened, and here's the
please sharpened. Yeah.
And all the ones in the please sharpen look like they've been chewed. Oh. Like a corn on the cob.
Oh, yeah. Like the teeth marks all along the side.
But
yeah.
You know what? I sharpen them anyway and putting them in.
I wonder what that would even feel
I
like.
I give them to the next student to just pass along whatever's on that pencil.
I feel like it would be so hard to bite through. That's lead. That's really bad, actually, right? Lead poisoning is the thing.
Well, you know, I mean,
these kids are built different.
We are talking about things that your students eat or ingest.
Yeah.
Pencils is one of them.
But
so
lead,
whoever
man.
Said that, like, I mean, kudos to you for being a Peter Rabbit there.
Oh, this one's really good. Did you hear that? Probably not, because I have the back road nose. I'm pretty sure that my husband just like fell right above us. But anyway.
Okay.
Sounds okay. There's no screams or anything.
All right.
This one is funny. Really funny. Because I can imagine, I've always kind of like wondered, you know the playgrounds that have the tire chips?
Yes.
Like that's like a nice playground, right? They have the tire chips. They're not
that's,
the
like a,
chips.
That's like a rich playground.
Yeah. So this student put the tire chips in their ear, not in their mouth. In their ear. This is why I accepted
that's
all holes.
Small. That's a small hole.
That's a small hole. You know, you're not supposed to put anything smaller than your elbow in your ear. And I think...
Oh, smaller than your elbow? I can't even get my elbow to my ear.
You're not supposed to put your elbow in your ear, Laura.
Well, I'm just trying to do it for reference here.
Well, hopefully if you're about to stick something in your ear, you're like, oh, yeah. Nope, that's too small.
Laura decides to go.
Laura's like, let me just line it up. Let's just line it up, get a real good look here. Yep. I mean, earplugs? At least it's not lead.
That's a good point.
Ew. Okay. This one's actually scary because I've noticed that, like, when we're climbing up the stairs after a snow day and there's the salt on the stairs, that Addie and Brody are both like, what is this? What is this? And I'm like, that's salt. And they're like, oh. And I'm like, no, my God, no. Like, so I understand this one, but apparently a kid ate the salt on their trailer ramp from when it snowed, and they ended up they ended up having to call poison control. I mean, that's like a chemist's kit in a bag that you dump onto snow and it disappears. Like, what would it do to your insides?
I think I prefaced this at the beginning. I don't have kids, but I do have a small dog. And
he licks the shit out of those.
But over the couple of snow days we had, I put cat litter down. Because that does the same thing as, it doesn't melt it, but it's
not. No, it just gives you some grippage.
But I also don't want my dog ingesting cat litter.
But also, let's just change the name of it. Let's not call it salt. Because that's something you put on food and eat. And it's delicious.
That's a good point. I love salt. I love margaritas.
You should call it like Snow Be Gone.
Put salt on our margaritas.
Yeah, salted margaritas. See, we should not be salting. We should not make salt a poisonous thing when it's so helpful for us. All right. Not ate, but got a super strength magnet stuck on the piece of skin in your bottom lip. Oh my God, like this little thing.
Maybe like a pierce. Okay, well, you know what? Let's talk about magnets though. Because I feel like they make these like little toys and things like as fidgets that kids can play with.
Yes, yes, yeah.
And I feel like there's had to have been a child that eats one and then like magnetizes it like through their body with the other one. Or maybe that's just me.
I mean, I was really hoping that's what you're getting at with the staple story, like that they had rubbed it on a magnet and they just wanted to see if it would like get stuck to the lip.
No, just eat it.
No, you just ate it. No curiosity. I mean, but that really freaking hurts. Like, ow.
Yeah.
Mm. No, I don't like that. All right. This is a four-parter. So let me see where it starts.
A four-parter.
Yeah. Currently, a girl that eats pencil lead. Oh, never mind. It's just she has four different people eating things. This is a classroom you are in, ma'am. Currently, she has a girl that eats pencil lead like candy, crushes it up, and throws them back like M&Ms. Okay. Isn't that like a, I wonder what that means. I'm going to look it up. Because isn't there like certain things that cravings
mean?
There's
got to be an iron deficiency there.
Lead craving. A person with pica. Oh, yeah, it's the same type of thing. Like the people that eat dirt.
Did your light go out?
Oh, it's because I went from a white page on my computer. Oh. Somebody hit the lights. So we can rock a day and night.
That was like our classroom sensors. That's right. Like, wait, no, I'm still here.
From AM to PM. Everybody looking like stars. Yeah. From the chicks to the fellas in the bars. All right, anyway. apparently, it's the same thing as like when you eat dirt. So, loser, get something original. Stop eating lead. It's already been diagnosed and given a disease.
By the way, this wine glass that I'm drinking from, I got this made from a vendor that we were next door to at a festival one day.
Oh my God, it's so cute.
But I don't remember who they are.
Dang it, Laura. Laura with the plug fail. Laura's drinking wine right now.
I could totally go look in my text messages, but if I do, I have all these notes.
Oh, good. Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, don't.
No, they're all the notes from last podcast.
Wait, so you listened to the last week's and took notes?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm obsessed with you. You're such a good teacher. All right.
If you want to hear them, I'll share.
This person had a student eat a Lego chain. I'm not even sure what that means.
A Lego chain?
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is, but I'm scared.
I mean, I have a Lego set right up here. I got the Friends apartment set. But there's no chain involved.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That sounds kinky. Y'all need to find your kink and make it not Legos. This one. My sister got a number 2 pencil eraser stuck in her nose. Oh. I don't know why that just reminded me about my brother. He's going to kill me.
Congrats on your brother. I saw all the posts. It's great news.
Yeah, he's doing great. And now I'm going to embarrass him. He got a tissue stuck in his ear, like, so far into his ear.
He didn't put it in his notes?
It was in his ear. He was like cleaning his ear, I guess, with a tissue, and it got stuck in his ear. Maybe it was toilet paper. I don't know. But they had to take these like long tongs and like dig into his ear canal to pull this tissue out of his ear. He was like 8 years old. I thought he was the stupidest. I was like, you are the stupidest person alive.
He's come a long way.
He's come quite some way. My brother just got a job promotion. He now has a morning show. Yeah, he's pretty much made it in life.
Can you do a plug for that?
Huh?
Can you do a plug for that?
Yeah, always. I think it's Mix 95.1 is what it's called.
You're a great sister.
I just forgot, and I feel really bad now, so I'm going to edit that out. I'm not. That's going to take too much time. All right. Oh, crayons. Duh. Everybody eats crayons. And Play-Doh, right? That's normal.
That's normal.
Yeah, normal. I don't know why kids love Play-Doh. Painter's tape in the ear and corn up the nose.
These things in the ears, what's like getting me?
That's why I opened it up to all holes. Okay, Laura, I know you teach second grade. You think they're little, but they are not as little as you think they are. They get smaller than that, and they get weirder than that before they come to you.
Oh, my.
And the ears. My friend's kid got 2 Legos stuck up his nose back to back, like day after the next day. He did it twice again. That sentence was way wrong, but I liked the way I said it, so I hope everyone
is it because they fit, or like is it like exploratory, or
I don't know. I have no idea. My kids haven't done it yet, so I'll let you know, because I'm gonna be like, why the fuck did you do that? And then they're gonna tell me, and I'm gonna tell you. Oh my God. A magnet down his butt crack. Not in his butt, though.
Wait, I'm sorry. Down the butt crack?
Down the butt crack. The butt? A magnet into the butt crack. And then he turned around and yelled at me and said, "You're a pain in my ass." No, sir. That's the magnet. I love these stories. I missed this.
I want to know how old that child was.
I do, too. Mrs. Goodner, let us know how old that child was. We're all curious. She's the same teacher.
That also, follow the Tipsy Teacher on Facebook.
Also, follow the Tipsy Teacher on Facebook. Yes, I'm trying to get the Instagram up, guys, but it's having trouble connecting. But on Instagram, it's the Tipsy Teach, because the Tipsy Teacher was already taken.
Okay.
But By who, I don't know, because I searched for it and nobody's using it right now, but apparently they had it and then they hid it. I don't know, whatever. Anyway, it's the Tipsy Teach on Instagram. It's where you're going to find everything about this podcast and me and my life and my journey. I'm just going to post more things on there that have kind of things to do with the wine that we sell, but might not. And that way everything's all jumbled up.
Huh? Could be just life. Could be teacher life. Could be just life.
Yeah, it's going to be like teacher life, life, podcast, mostly podcast life, a lot of podcast life on there. I have one who chews on his shoes. Ew, that's disgusting.
What about, did you get anybody that chews on their shirts like that?
No, that's too normal.
That's too normal. Okay.
That's something that too many kids do, and it's a thing. It's a real thing. It's a real thing. Oh, pearler beads. Do you know what those are? Those are those little beads that you like iron, make like the keychains out of. You know what I'm talking about? You make like designs. Yeah. Up their nose. One of those up the nose. So.
Okay.
I mean, the list goes on and on. I don't want to take up too much of your story time, though, Laura, because I know you had another one. I feel like
that's not promising for later in life, though.
Putting things up your nose?
Yeah.
I never did it, and look how successful I am.
I never did either, but I feel like that's not promising for young children.
My kids haven't done it yet, and look how successful they are. They're all asleep in bed. Success!
For now.
They'll stay there. They'll stay there, Laura. Okay, so wait, you had another story, right, Laura?
I may have, but I don't know. Okay, I might or I might not. I don't know my time frame here, but I really did want to comment. Like, I was listening to the last podcast with Kristen, and I was driving to school, so I have a 45 minute drive.
Oh, perfect.
And I'm like listening to podcasts, but I'm like participating in the podcast as if. As if you guys can hear me, right?
I love that.
So last week you talked about like, you know, the volunteer who was like, you know, taking our little shots or whatever. And I'm thinking back, I was like, but wait a minute, guys, don't you guys remember the text that I sent? Cause we've got this group chat, right?
Yes.
And I was like, don't you guys remember that chat that I sent you about the volunteer who threw up?
Wait.
It was my very first solo event, right?
Okay.
And, you know, she showed up. She was in her walker.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Keep going. Keep going.
She was in her walker and she comes in. And I mean, by all means, the first thing she said was like, what do you, can I get lunch? Because at that point we're like, okay, volunteers, you get lunch, you get a t-shirt, you get a bottle of wine or whatever.
Yeah.
And but in that moment, she was like, well, but I am gluten-free. I was like, well, you know what? Go see what they have. Go see what you can eat. And she comes back with like freaking mozzarella sticks and, you know, eats them and proceeds to then throw them up.
Oh, she's not gluten-free. She was gluten-full and gluten intolerant.
But she, I mean, the only thing that I could have her do was just literally sit, like it was one of those walkers where you can sit in it too.
Yeah.
I was like, just sit here and open bottles of wine. But as she,
I do
like,
remember you sending us a picture of the walker and we were like, we have no comment.
But as she was helping, there was still vomit on her shirt.
Oh god, I don't remember the part about her throwing up. Well, she ingested something that she shouldn't have, so it does follow the theme of,
you know,
this podcast.
But you know what, she did not leave without her free t-shirt, lunch, and bottle of wine.
I really hope she wore the free t-shirt out.
Oh no, that vomit stayed on. She went out.
I've also done a really bad job with my volunteers of giving them anything when they leave, and they never ask me for it.
So when I first started,
yeah,
it was like almost a year ago, I guess.
Yeah,
it was advertised like you get a free t-shirt and you get this, and I think that's why they volunteered. I want a free t-shirt. I want a free bottle of wine, but let me puke on my own shirt first.
Yeah.
Before I do this.
Oh, God bless her soul. I forgot that I had somebody send me a message about something that they ate. When I was in middle school, a classmate drank a cap full of Tide as a dare.
Is that the same thing as a Tide Pod challenge?
I guess it was the original version.
OG.
The OG version. Why was there a cap full of Tide in middle school? Like, maybe they're in home ec. I don't know. And actually, so it's funny that I read this one because this one actually reminded me that in second grade, Devin DiStefano ate a battery when we were doing like the potato battery circuit thing. Yeah, he ate a battery and his tongue had like battery acid all over it. It was like, and I remember him like running out like, and like we were in like portables, you know, they call them trailers now.
And they call them cottages now.
Oh, sorry. Learning cottages. Yes. And that's where we were. So it was like really far away from the nurse. And my teacher was like a really, I mean, she's an amazing teacher, but she was very hippy dippy. Like she taught me to only use one paper towel. She's like, look how small your hands are. You only need one paper towel. And by damned if I don't say that to my students to this day, I'm like, you have small hands. So just one paper towel is good. Like, and she also told me
I have a sign on mine that says only one paper towel, but it's those brown ones.
Yeah, well, they don't do anything, so.
It's the ones that you see on TikTok where people, like, wipe and, like, the little milk spills, like, this big, and then it's, like, this big. Like, yep. It literally makes it bigger.
Just makes it worse. We had these, troughs.
I have the quicker picker-upper in my classroom now.
Okay, girl, you must be rich bringing in your own paper towels.
Just some volunteers.
Oh, see, that's nice. That's a good idea. I should put that on my list.
For all you teachers out there, here's my plug. For all you teachers out there that want to apply for us to fuel your funds, put that bounty quicker picker upper on that list.
Yes, you want some paper towels that actually absorb. That's a great idea.
Quantity three.
You know what? Get yourself six, girl. Get six.
Do the double pack.
Do you, boo. This one says, an elementary school where my friend was an assistant principal, a kid brought several Carolina Reaper peppers and passed them out at lunch.
There's no sharing.
Tons of parents had to come get their kids. Kids had burns on their hands and mouth.
Oh, my.
I never heard of these peppers. I'm about to Google it, but I'm going to get rolled
off. I have neither, but like there's no sharing.
Womp, womp, womp. Every time I Google things, it gets dark in here. Carolina Reaper.
All right, you Google that, but I have to read my notes because
what the freaking
last podcast, you were saying how like home shows aren't really great for our wine, right?
Yeah.
Well, bitch, I'm about to do a home show 2 weekends in a row.
Okay, they're not. It's not bad for the wine. It's just people. It's not like a wine festival. They're like walking around. Most of them
accepted. This
came from church. Even if it's a Friday, they went to church somehow, and they're just
challenge
like,
accepted.
Yeah, they're just like I literally would. You were there the one time. It was me, you, and Sean. When I was like, "Do you love teachers?" and they're like, "No."
Oh, that was a craft show.
But it's kind of they're like the same thing. I will say the home show was way busier. There were lines, and we had a great spot. I hope we have the same spot.
Okay, for everybody listening, I will be at the Maryland Home and Garden Show the next 2 weekends.
Yes, this weekend. Is it Friday this weekend or next weekend?
Next weekend. So this weekend.
Saturday, Sunday.
Saturday, Sunday. And then next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And you should go. Kick off your merch. It's actually really beautiful. It's at the Timonium Fairgrounds, and they do like a whole indoor garden stage thing. Like, so you feel like you're outside, but you're actually inside. It's lovely. And we're right across from this guy who sells rugs. So like literally all day, all he does is get his boots muddy and he stomps all over rugs. And then you can get your boots muddy and you can stomp all over his rugs. And it's just really entertaining to watch. He'll be there.
Is that gonna happen?
Oh yeah, he will be there. There's no way he doesn't come. No way. He's like, this is my 27th year here with a magical rug stomper business. Just kidding. It's not what it's called. I don't know what it's called.
I'm excited.
Yeah, you're going to have a great time. You're going to have a really good time.
I'm going to still want, regardless.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Okay, I'm going to skip our game because we are at what? Do you want to play it? Oh, hell yeah. Let's play the game anyway. I'm not going to skip our game. We're going to play a story chain game.
Edit out something else.
Huh?
Edit out something else.
No, it'll be fine. You said you can use 45 minutes. We still have 10 more minutes. All right. Have you ever played a story chain game?
Maybe.
So, like, I'm going to say a sentence, and then you're going to say a sentence adding to the story, and then I'm going to add to the story, and then we're just going
to
have this.
But here's the question. Do I have to repeat what you said?
No, but we have to do it fast enough so that it sounds like we're telling a story.
Okay.
and that people don't get confused, because it could be weird if we don't say it fast enough. So are you ready?
I think so, yes.
In a quirky town, a bunch of teachers stumble upon a peculiar vineyard rumored to have magical wine.
And they drank so much that they didn't know where they were.
So they found a crystal ball in the garden and they looked into it and...
they wished for so much more money so they could supply their classrooms.
So then when the snow globe met, what did I call it? Whatever. So then the globe showed them a picture of their very favorite person, Britt, from the Tipsy Teacher podcast. And she had money just tossing it around. But first,
they had to call Kenny and say, hey, can we use this money to buy our wine and supply our classrooms and buy erasers and pencils and staples for students to eat?
And he said yes. And then they lived happily ever after. That's fun. I'm glad we did that. All right.
That was fun.
To the news. Bum, 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 bum. I would add sound effects, but my husband has a virus blocker on his computer. So every time I add sound effects, it ruins everything on the podcast.
Oh, that's lame. Bum, 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 bum.
Oh, I'll go get the iCarly button thing. Anyway, throwback to the OGs. All right. So, in Hays County, Texas, a former Hays Consolidated Independent School District teacher is under investigation for allegedly providing alcohol to their students.
Whoa.
Allegedly? Hays CISD, which is what they're calling the school, said it received an allegation that a Johnson High School teacher may have provided alcohol to students. The district told the news people, whoever they are, that it immediately placed the teacher on administrative leave and launched an internal investigation. So, the teacher is not being identified by name, but they resigned at the start of this investigation. Probably because you're guilty.
Because you were wrong.
So, basically, it said here, I'm going to skip down. The teacher didn't answer, blah, 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 blah. Oh, so here we go. The Buda Police Department said its investigation into the allegations is ongoing and no arrests have been made. But a woman said that her son was one of the students that the teacher gave alcohol to, and it happened at the school over Christmas break. It was only that teacher there. It's a female teacher, by the way. I was imagining a man.
Hours?
No, the teacher doesn't have a name. They didn't give it a name. But only the teacher was there, and there were a handful of students. And if she didn't provide the alcohol, she was allowing them to bring it in. But at one point, the teacher asked this woman who they interviewed, son, to drive her to Home Depot so she could get a tool because it was a shop class. What? So all the way back from Home Depot getting a tool, shout out Home Depot, the teacher stopped at a liquor store and asked him to pull into the liquor store, where he then waited in the car. She went inside. She bought some liquor for herself. And then she also bought a bottle of Crown and Dr. Pepper. So I'm guessing we are just introducing the children to the finer ways of life.
Okay. Well, hang on here. What liquor store also sells like chasers, like Dr. Pepper?
Some of them do.
Oh.
Yeah, especially in Ocean City, but I know this is not in Ocean City. So then also that same day, though, this person's son was injured while welding. And this is where I realized it was a shop class, because they went and got a tool and they were welding. So I don't know. Anyway, this is not the only situation that this teacher's been accused of. There was a small group of boys before that she took to Texas to do a tractor tech competition. Woo. And apparently on the way there, she stopped and bought alcohol for them on the way there. So this is like,
I mean, here's my question though. Mm-hmm. Not in support of any of this, but was she buying alcohol for herself to get through these things? And they just kind of took it.
I don't know, man. And it also is like weird because like once the one student ratted her out, like eight other students came.
I feel like everyone's just out to get teachers anymore.
Or like, this teacher wanted to get crunk with their.
I mean, that's true too.
I don't know. And it's a first year teacher too. So they're young.
Nope. Now that you said that, 100% her fault.
100% her fault. First year teacher. Like she's probably 22.
Yeah.
Fresh 22, high school, like, 18.
You're gone. See ya.
Yeah, they're like pretty much hanging out at this point. All right, here's another one. A former elementary school music teacher. Oh, this is the one where once somebody came out, like it was like all these people started ganging up on her. A former elementary school music teacher is due in court next week on charges that she threw books that hit two students during a class last March. It's not funny. The students at Mohegan.
I'm sorry, what's the problem here?
Exactly. I mean, this is like every day. Okay, but listen to this statement. The students at Mohegan School told their parents that they weren't injured when the books hit them, but one said it hurt a little bit, and the other said it made them feel very sad.
You know what? That's conscious Ooh. Discipline working right here.
My God, she's 39.
How did it make you feel?
Her name's Laura.
Oh, that wasn't me. There's a restorative practice is happening here.
Oh my God. So she was arrested. She got released after posting a $2,500 bond. Where the hell did she get that? She has to go to court on March 5th. So I'll follow up with this later. But it said here that a lot of the students, but these are all 9-year-olds, by the way, like this is elementary school, that Mrs. Heckman is her name, is normally upset and yelling at the kids in the classroom all the time. The day that the music book was thrown at her, the book hit her in the face. The girl gave the same account to police, according to reports, and also said that Heckman has also thrown a music book at a different child who then cried.
Oh,
and this child didn't speak English, so they had to use an interpreter. Another parent questioned the police that there are lots of incidents, separate incidents of book throwing, pushing so hard, and slamming doors in people's faces. So apparently the teacher was confronted by their admin and she slammed the door in the admin's face.
You know, if you don't want to teach anymore, just don't.
Yeah, this person's pretty angry, I think.
Like, there's no need to throw things.
Yeah, this is a little bit too much. You don't seem to be enjoying the job. It said here that she would grab children by their arms and move them around during the music class.
Yeah, if you're at that point, put in
they're
for
little. They're little
put in for
kids.
Personal illness or other board business.
Like a mental other health board day. Business. I love that one. I love coding things as other board business.
There's no need to throw a kid. I mean, throw a book at a kid.
Just give him a good toss. Just toss him around. Yeah. I don't know when her court case is, though. Yep. I don't know. Oh,
where
March
do you find these things?
All right. Well, I'll let you guys know.
Where do you find these?
I search teacher news. Yesterday, I searched funny teacher news, and it was not funny. I was like, whoa, shit. Damn. It's like a bunch of like.
Not everybody can be us.
Yeah. Just, ha ha. That's funny. Not funny. Yeah. So no, I just searched and found ones that were within the week because I want everyone to be up to date on their teacher news here at the Tipsy Teacher Podcast. But really though, thank you to all of our wonderful listeners. If you want to follow us, I'm on Facebook as The Tipsy Teacher and I'm on Instagram as The Tipsy Teach. I will link them together as one.
Somehow,
hopefully.
Some way.
Somehow, some way. Somehow, I don't know any login for any of my social media accounts. So we'll figure that out tonight.
In the meantime, I will send or have already sent out all of my invites.
Laura is doing the Lord's work. Yes, friends, that's right. But yeah, really, though, you'll get to see sneak peeks from the podcast. You'll get to see updates on my next step with my career here, which
oh,
is
speaking
funny.
Of, we were supposed to find out in the last podcast.
I can't say anything yet.
Okay.
But it was really funny because, okay, I digress. I was trying to wrap this up. But did you get the email from our county that we were all accessed?
Oh, my God. I don't even want to talk about it because my heart dropped.
Whew. Yeah, well, so it calls them priority transfers. Well, that's what I am. I'm a priority transfer because I'm coming back from my leave. But everybody else who's a priority transfer basically means your principal doesn't like you and you're being accessed or pushed yes. to another school. And they, our county, sent that email to every single person in the county. And that's then they took funny. It back. And they were like, whoops. Actually, yeah, I never got an apology.
It doesn't even exist anymore.
Yeah, it's gone. It's gone forever. But yeah, So anyway, that kind of like launched me and my future principal into like a, what are we doing? Because like, where am I at on this list? I wasn't on the list. My county like literally just assumed that I had resigned, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it all got fixed. I did my, what is it called? DOI, something of intent. Something Declaration like of intent. I did that today. And so now I'm officially on the list and I can officially be claimed. And then hopefully by next week, I can talk a little bit more about what's going on. But if you're in the school system, for some reason, you know that this is a weird hush-hush thing that you're not allowed to talk about.
Yeah.
So.
So everyone needs to tune in next week.
Yeah. So maybe find out. Maybe.
Or the week after. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Maybe next month. Maybe keep you listening. Won't even ever. Maybe I'll never tell you. I'll just show up. Could I be at your school?
Just keep school? Listening. That's all you need to do.
Gasp. Yeah, just keep listening. Follow us, Teacher Wines, on Instagram and Facebook as well. There's like a lot of places you can find us. It's pretty annoying, actually. So sorry about that.
If you haven't figured out, we're fun people.
We're doing a lot of things, and we want you to be there with us. But the best thing you guys can do is tell a teacher, tell a friend to come listen to the podcast, share the link to our podcast, leave us a review on the podcast. We just want to be found. We want people to tune in. We are here to help teachers relax. We're also here to help fund classrooms with our wine sales. So yes, Teacher Wines. Wine. Yes, teacherwines.com. You can find our wine. Laura, what kind of wine do we have?
We have all of it. Come to Timonium Fairgrounds this weekend.
You can taste it.
You can taste it. You can buy it. Yeah. You can volunteer.
But if you don't even know where Timonium is, because you might not be from around here.
Timonium, Maryland, 21093, off of York Road.
You're not coming, Laura. Big.
You can't miss it.
Anyway, buy the wine. We take a portion of the proceeds, donate to classrooms. And if you made it this far, we have a discount code for you to plug in at checkout. It's called TipsyPod, TipsyPod. And you will get a discount. That's what it says there on your next order.
How do you spell count?
Discount. But yeah, I don't know. This was really fun. Thank you, Instagram followers, for tuning in with all those great answers. And Laura, your stories were amazing.
Well, hopefully I can join back in like July after your schedule has been fully booked.
I got lots of people coming in, you know?
I've wanted to be a part of this podcast since COVID, so I was like so excited.
Yay! Yeah, Laura, did you find out about us through the podcast or did you find out through Instagram?
I think it was like a combo.
Oh, cool. Okay.
But yeah.
See, it works, friends. Spread the news.
And now I'm part of the team, so it's fantastic.
Full circle moment. We love Laura. All right. We will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
This is the song that messes everything up. But it's fine. It's worth it. Anyone else?